Last time on Vines of Wrath, you guys headed out into the jungle. First thing that happened was Yenny found a little orb of light that was flying around in the jungle, which turned out to be a pixie. She came and kind of played with all of you, stole a ball bearing from Gooflin. And
tried to make it my eye?
Okay, tried to give you a new eye. And she... Oh, you guys found the dead dinosaurs, and she flew over, tried to heal it. That's where you found Darby, the baby Triceratops.
Who loved me.
Yep. That started to follow you. Eventually, the pixie flew away. Then you found some bad guys that were messing with the pixie, it turns out. Messed them up pretty bad. Told them to leave before you kill them, so they left and they killed them.
And we killed them.
And then a sprite popped out of a tree and gave Yenny a delicious grape as a reward for saving the pixie. Later on, you...
Was a sprite a male pixie?
Yes.
Okay.
Gotcha. Kind of, yeah. You guys traveled until you reached sundown, slept at a camp. That's when you found a dead villager hanging from a vine. After investigating, XT found a spike in him. It's a poison on it. Collected the poison. Darby or Gooflin put on a ring, and Darby started talking to him. They bonded a little bit. And then...
molested his finger.
Yeah. you guys continued to travel and found a broken down, ruined village where a plant monster guy was murdering the villagers inside. You had a fight with him and his minions. Almost died, but made it out alive. Actually, before that... right before that, there was a boom and a wave of necrotic energy that swept over all of you, killing the pixie and the sprite and Darby and all the plants around you. Then you have the fight. That's where we pick up now at level 6.
Oh, we're all rested and everything, right?
Full yes, health. You have all.
Oh.
You have all. You have the benefit of a long rest, but you still need to sleep at sundown.
Okay, I like it.
Now you, you made mine's Way of Mercy, right? It's the Way of Mercy.
It should say on there. Does it? Way of Mercy. Yeah.
All right, because it gave me an option at level 6. To do something completely different.
Than what's the Way of Mercy? Is that healing and stuff?
It gave me Way of the Open Hand as an option.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Did you take it?
Yeah. It didn't fit my what I get at level 6.
Your...
I should have physician's touch.
Better punches? Okay. Anyways, you are all leveled up, fully healed, all of your spells are refreshed, all of your once per day things are good to go. You have traveled for a day and a half. You know you probably have about another day and a half to get to Stadby. Which is going to be further south.
Did we already check the building?
Yes, actually, Yenny checked it and found a journal.
That's right.
The last entry said, "This is kind of a going to be an extension of Stabby, but it was destroyed."
They said, "Hey, colonizer."
And in your recap, you kind of forgot to mention the thing that Luke broke.
Oh yeah,
yeah, where it.
What do you mean I broke?
Broke our protective charm that caused all of us to take damage and died.
You said, what is this thing? It's not doing anything. I looked at it, and instantly the one and zeros went in my head, and I saw exactly what it truly was, and I shattered it.
Well, what was it truly, then?
You probably should ask me.
Hey, what's his name again? What's your name?
XT.
Hey, XT, what was that charm thing you broke? Did you see something in it?
I don't move at all. My eyes are staring directly into 18.
Oh. Okay, thanks.
Face to face, eyes are just staring right at each other. I don't move. Almost seems like everything is shut down.
Standby mode.
Interesting. That's it. That's all I have.
Okay. Everybody roll for a perception check for me, please.
Repairing. Five.
11.
22.
That wasn't a good roll.
Okay. Eric, as you're kind of gathering yourself after the hard fight, you notice a very odd looking, almost looks like a super long snake on the ground nearby.
But it's odd looking?
Yeah, it's a...
It's shape. Not a shape like... That's
a... Shaped like a snake, but it doesn't look like a snake.
I try to touch it.
Prepares lesser restoration.
I have something that will help me exactly, but I'll touch it.
But it doesn't look like a snake, so it might not be.
Oh, okay. All right.
You so touch it.
If it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's a goose.
You touch it and you discover it is, in fact, not a snake.
Nailed it.
It is actually a very long vine. When you touch it, it actually kind of tenses up a little bit.
Ooh. Like I'm gentle with it.
Okay. Once it tenses up, you notice at one end there is this gnarly looking thorn tipped barb. Like a harpoon.
Do not touch that.
Yeah,
please. That's the poison thing. That's definitely the poison thing.
Does the vine end then if it looks like a snake because it's cut off?
Yes. Yeah. One side is the harpoon. The other side looks like it's snapped or broken.
But it's still moving a bit and tensing up.
Yeah.
And I recognize this from what one of the guys had on them. Where did I recognize this from?
Yeah, you haven't seen anything like this yet.
Oh. Okay.
But through context, you probably know it's some sort of plant monster piece.
Yeah.
Vocabulary error. Database sort incomplete. Protect. Destroy. Error. Backup restored. And then I come back. And I turn on.
Backup restored. Wow.
I think I found one of the plant monsters. It might be poisonous at the very tip of it. So this could be what we're going up against.
I come over and examine the thorn. Is it the same thorn that I have?
No. Yours is more like a projectile, like a dart of some kind.
Does it have any icky residue off of it?
Go ahead and investigate it.
Okay. I'm going to use my poison kit to get out, and I'm going to get a +3, +3, so 23.
All right. So this does look poisoned at some point. The type of poison that's on this is a living poison.
A living poison?
In its current state, it's not alive, though.
So when it's alive, it's poisonous?
Yeah.
Mm.
But it's kind of like inactive.
Okay. Mm. I'm going to break off the harpoon thing and stick it in something inside my poisoner kit.
You have a plant grappling hook.
You say a plant grappling hook?
Kinda, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Are we assuming that everybody had died from that blast then?
What do you mean?
It came from the city that we're going to, right?
Yeah. I gave my thought on what I think is happening at the end of last session. I don't know if you guys remember, but I theorized because the bad that we were fighting said that we have the same goal in stopping the boom. That's because somebody said that. Somebody said we're trying to stop the boom that's radiating from the city, and he said that when we're trying to do the same thing. I think that these plants are fighting back against the people because they're destroying the nature around them. And that the people in the town are only in danger because they're aggressively expanding and destroying nature.
Reasoning inconclusive.
All right, fantastic.
How long do we have on our journey?
Approximately 32 hours before arrival.
Better get a move on.
My audio sensors were still active. Was someone trying to speak to me earlier?
Yeah, I was. What was that, when you crushed that charm earlier, why did you do that?
I saw the image above of, I don't know. I recognized it. Something in the past. Evil.
Evil.
It projected the image of evil. I don't believe that it would have saved us or these creatures.
Well, I don't think we needed saving. I think it's the other guys that needed saving.
Correct.
Can't believe you let that guy go. Gosh.
Did seem like a critical error.
Danger at night. Zombies. Undead.
All right, let's go.
All right.
Humanoids would not last the night.
Do you want to go first? And I'll lead us there?
Yes. Question.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the raptor?
What raptor?
I don't think so.
Poraptor the raptor.
The raptor has been sighted multiple times over the last day and a half. You've never seen the raptor?
No.
You mean from... Yeah. I think I saw it.
Huh? Saved. Information saved.
It picked its little head up and then ran off, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
That was a while ago, though. It's probably dead now after that blast.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Go, Tin Man.
All right, I'm going to start cutting.
You don't have to.
Ooh! Oh, because we're from there. Yeah! We got a nice pack.
How long do you guys think we have until another blast hits us in the chest? That's my question.
Inconclusive evidence of blast.
Better make sure we get there fast, because we can't be closer to that blast or it might take us out.
All right.
Okay, you guys are traveling?
Yep.
All right. you keep on going into the late afternoon, stepping through in between foliage and trees. Like I said, you don't have to cut through because this area is almost like its mode. Pretty easy to travel through.
Past a field, just been low.
Jordan. Yenny. At the corner of your eye, you see a glowing orb flying through the air. It's about 60 feet away.
Is this another pixie?
Let's keep moving.
It is perpendicular to your path.
Hey guys, I see something over there.
It whizzes by my face. Did you see that go?
Is this another one of those three skulled stumps?
I sure hope so. No, I don't know.
Isn't that where you found the gem? The emblem?
The charm? Yeah. It is.
I concentrate on my ring, and I try to let out a welcoming.
You get, Professor X, where he starts hearing all the voices.
Oh, no.
You're in a jungle, man.
I don't know how it works yet. I turn it off.
Take the helmet off.
Are you proficient in animal handling?
I doubt it.
I am.
I'm not proficient, but I have a +4.
If you're not proficient with it, then
no.
Yeah, go ahead and roll it anyways.
Okay.
Critical! Oh. Power of the Ring.
Who gets good? Who gets good rolls, Luke?
Oh man.
he wasn't ready. He wasn't.
You hear a. You're trying to like telepathically connect with something. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Okay. You hear a response in your head. It sounds very deep. Deep voice.
Uh-oh. Are we investigating this sprite or not?
Yeah. You said it's 60 feet away?
Yeah. And it's floating around.
I'll walk towards it.
Okay. Just like...
Does it just stay where it's at?
Yeah, it just stays where it's at.
Yeah, I'm being careful. I'm not like sprinting at it. Okay. I'm like kind of slowly approaching it to see if it takes off or if I can make out what it is.
You want to make out with it? That's what you said?
Yeah, I want to make out with it. No, I want to try to make out what it is.
18 stays close to Yenny.
Okay.
Can I roll perception and try to see what it is from a safe distance? Uh-huh. It's a 16 plus 4.
20. All right. You peer through the jungle, and it looks exactly like a pixie would. You're about 45 feet away.
What time is it?
It's afternoon.
Okay, because I remember the dead come out at night. What if this is the pixie that turned to ash? What if it's a necrotic pixie?
Love me.
It looks like a pixie. As soon as you get within 45 feet, you notice it just like stop in its tracks.
Dude, this feels coincidental.
What is it?
It looks like another pixie, but it feels like it might be luring me.
Stay on the path. Dangerous at night.
It's not night yet. Let him explore if he wants.
I think about the pain and heartbreak that losing the other pixies caused me.
Ooh.
And I turn around and I walk back to the path.
Oh, it's not better to love and lost.
Oh.
Right before you turn around, you notice, like, in the very corner of your eye, the last second, another orb of light goes up and floats up next to it. You turn around.
Hey, I ought to really try. He's really trying. He wants me to go over there.
It's up to you.
While he's thinking about it, I tell the deep voice, we are trying to stop the explosion.
Okay. You get a friendly response.
Yeah, I do. Cells interlinked.
I will approach the two pixies.
You go back?
Yeah, I'll go back.
At the same pace as you approach, they start fluttering in the opposite direction.
Oh my goodness, I'm getting lured to something, guys. I look back to see if either of them are coming with me.
18 stays close to you, but stops as you move further away. I stand in the middle of that.
Looking completely in the other direction, off into the distance, looking for something large.
Is it getting thicker, or is it mowed, like where they're running?
It's still about the same.
So there's not like, so I can just see that, it's just like an open field?
And there's, it's like a, it's more like woods now.
But the dead trees and stuff, because of the...
No, they're not like dead, destroyed, it's still, it looks pleasant. As opposed to abundant.
Overran.
Yeah.
Are we going off the path?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Curious. Vocabulary updated. Reckless.
I will follow the orbs.
Okay. As you go, seemingly like out of behind a tree,
yeah,
and just out of different corners that you can't see around,
yeah,
another pixie flies up to the other two, and then a fourth. And they're all like co-mingling. It's more like a ball of light now.
It's a what?
Huh? What?
What'd you say?
Nothing. He'll find out, won't he? 18 doesn't move any further, by the way.
Okay.
Further he goes out.
But you're still going?
I will. Yeah, I'll keep going. Are they still moving away from me? It's just like a big ball of pixies?
Yeah. Big ball of pixies. Go ahead and roll a perception check. So you get 20 again.
I got a 15.
Roll a dexterity saving throw.
Fantastic.
With advantage.
Yep, I knew. It was a trap. With advantage.
With advantage, yep.
Critical!
Oh, nice. So what happens is you're peering off at this ball of light, and at the last second, you look down at your feet and you notice that your left foot is like on the edge of a almost like hidden ravine.
Mm.
That goes about 60 feet down.
Okay.
You catch yourself before falling.
I'm going to jump back and sprint towards them.
Towards them? Okay.
Yeah, because I knew that someone would lure me to death.
Well, when you look down at your foot and you catch yourself,
yeah,
you notice a small glint at the bottom of the ravine. Almost like somebody's shining a mirror in your face.
Here we go again.
Am I able to scale down in the ravine?
If you give it a good try, then yeah. Or can you wild shape into flying stuff now?
I don't know how that works at level 6.
I should say in your category.
Seems a little too powerful for level 6.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure flying is way later.
8th is when you get challenge rating 1 beasts.
Eight?
Yeah. The second level. So there's no change between 4th and 6. So wild shape doesn't change until 8. I think it's when your attribute points go up. Okay. So no, I can't. I could wild shape into an ape.
I could try to
climb.
You could do that.
I asked the big beast.
Eighth level.
Mm-hmm. Where are you?
He says he's nearby.
Can you see me?
It says no.
I jump as high as I can.
Jump pretty high, but you don't see anything.
I'm asking him if he can see me.
Oh, maybe no.
I'll wild shape into an ape that has like a 30-foot climbing speed and try to climb down.
Okay. You can climb down.
Okay.
If your climbing speed is good. You climb down and the bottom of this ravine,
I'm playing into your DM trap, but
there's a flowing stream with some like dangling vines and stuff around. Mm-hmm. And you see another kind of hanging like a Christmas tree ornament, another charm. It's the same shape.
I'll grab it and I put it in my pocket.
Okay. You go up to it to grab it, and you start getting a cold sweat, and your heart starts beating super fast and hard. You feel like something's watching you.
Something's watching me? Mm-hmm. Can I rewatch my video from last week?
Sure.
I'm trying to remember. You guys continue. You talk to your animal.
Corrupt data repaired. Poison protocol accessed.
Poison protocol.
So I'm sweating not because of like a medical reason, because like I feel like somebody's watching
me. It's a chill, yeah.
Okay.
It's called anxiety, bro.
Yeah.
It is a medical reason. Don't diminish it.
So you guys see him turn into an ape and climb down. You're just standing.
I thought he walked away. So we just saw him turn into an ape way far off in the distance, mm-hmm. and he just like disappeared in the earth.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything. I was jumping, looking.
He was talking to somebody, and you were accessing a program. It sounds like.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention. After he left, I started working on something because I knew he'd be wild. He does that every once in a while.
I asked the big thing, because I rolled a critical here, so I just want to keep this going. What are you?
Says it's a dinosaur.
No. It's good to hear from you, dinosaur. I hope we figure out how to stop these blasts.
Keep these in. Oh, you're sending me another video? Is this during my cold sweat?
Mm-hmm.
I like just collapse and have this vision, or what?
It's like a trance.
Okay. You have a seizure, but it's
fine. So it's the same trance as last time that I walked up on those skulls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So this is a dinosaur, and he says, "Do you smell that?"
Do I?
Should we play music or something? Should I not be hearing this?
I don't have your video yet. Should I not be hearing this conversation?
Fine,
oh, okay. Well, I'm not there, so.
I don't smell a thing. Except for these... this grass over here.
There it goes.
Something smells good. It's like... meat.
I'm made of meat. Are you smelling meat? Or one of my friends?
I don't know.
I think most didn't survive from the blast, so I think it's just us and you.
I can survive a blast.
How?
I'm big, and I'm strong.
I hope to be like you someday, dinosaur.
I don't know if you know this, I don't like scary movies. This is gonna give me nightmares. This is terrifying. I'm gonna watch it again.
I'm gonna watch it again. hey, where did... I don't let him know I'm talking to the dinosaur. I don't think anybody knows I'm able to talk to anything yet, right?
Right.
Where did,
I can't understand what it's saying.
Analyzing poison sample. Replicating.
No, where did he go? I asked that.
Where did who go?
Where did he go? I asked that.
I asked that. You know.
Replicating.
Did you get to do the female voice?
It is me.
It's not you. There's no
Yinny?
Way.
Yinny.
Yinny went off.
Am I still in a trance? I'm just like a monkey in a trance right now.
You're out this of your trance, but you still have this feeling that you're being watched. Do you look around?
Yeah.
You look around, slowly turn your head, and you see behind you kind of like in the hard, rocky bottom of the ravine,
mm-hmm.
a few feet away from you, is another stump with three skulls in it. How do you guys continue whatever you're
doing?
He just walked off and he's not here anymore?
This is multiple times
that the stump.
This person has done this. Curiosity equals recklessness.
No, I don't...
I'm not wasting my time replicating.
You're a robot. I don't think you understand what curiosity exactly means, but... I mean, I'm looking, and he's not around, so where is he?
He is a she.
Where is she?
Well, I haven't specified either way. Okay, it's one of the same things.
Replication complete.
Which way did
this direction.
I walk over there.
I follow.
Okay. Direction of the pixies?
Yes.
You look at the stump, and slowly and methodically it starts to, like... undulate and move like a transformer. You see limbs start to pull out from the center mass, and it develops into this thing.
Okay, it did that last time too, didn't it?
No,
I've seen that picture before. Where have I seen that picture before?
It's the guy,
in your dreams.
It's the guy who's in the village.
Oh,
you still a monkey doing this whole time?
Yeah.
Okay. He looks at you and he says, it seems I have you all to myself. And he's gonna fight you.
Ruh-roh.
Enjoy yourself, monkey man. Better check off your one V-shape, it's gone.
Yep.
Okay, I'm gonna set up the scene.
Is coming out of wild shape an action?
It is a bonus action.
I knew he wanted me to go this way so bad.
I didn't think you'd go alone.
Well, because Luke's dead set on this path.
I'm a robot. What do you want me to do?
I'm a robot. What do you want?
I followed. After someone said something, I took the initiative to follow. Oh, man.
I have to watch that video again. That's just bothering me so bad I can't.
That's a pretty good one.
She clearly says something important.
Clearly.
Not as clearly as I'd like.
Put captions on.
Yeah.
Can I do that?
And you let the one guy just walk away, you don't do anything, and now you let Yinny walk away, you don't do anything? Like, what are you doing?
Protect his
objective is to save Stanby. Do not wander off the path. Dangerous at night. Objective.
The only way we're saving Stanby is if we stick together.
Do we knock Yenny unconscious so that she doesn't do this anymore?
I just didn't know I had to watch her 24/7.
My objective was...
He's on like a stump throw.
To Stanby,
thing?
I was leading.
No,
that's
just for...
I turn around, it's only you.
All right, whatever.
Is it an action to leave Wild Shape?
No.
It is a bonus action.
To leave Wild Shape.
Yes. We're burning daylight. We don't know where Yenny is. We Yenny. Just left.
Help! Yenny is over...
Help! Bonus action.
We will not be letting Yenny off the path from now on.
I think Yenny's going to have to leave from now on, just so that we can make sure he doesn't go wander off looking for berries or something.
So he's fighting me, so I got to roll initiative, obviously.
Yeah, all three of you roll initiative.
Well, I'm not over there.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm going to die.
I'm going to die.
That's a 10.
Okay, give me one sec.
I knew. He wanted me to go over there so bad.
What'd you get, Luke?
15.
And you're... Oh, never mind. Hi, Eric. It's on the swords.
14.
Cool. All right, let's see these awesome...
What happens if I hold up that charm?
Oh, you hold up with those monkey paws. Let's see. he's gonna
go
first.
Back. I'll turn out of my monkey form as a bonus action.
He goes first, and he is going to attack you, Jordan.
Okay.
He has some special buddies he didn't get to use last time.
Yeah, I figured.
Oh, use it right out of the gate, huh?
Yep. Says during its first turn. His advantage on attack rolls against any creature that hasn't taken a turn. Mm. Any hit that he scores against that creature is a critical hit.
Ooh. See you later, that's 3 crits!
So...
Give me that triple.
Good thing you're in your wild shape. First attack is a 23.
Not the critical.
It's actually a critical.
Good thing I'm in my wild shape, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Does my hit points change in my wild shape?
Yeah, to the 8. It's like a extra buff.
Oh, how many hit points
do I get?
It's
like
your
beast boy in your.
Go in your compendium, and you should have it in there.
I had it as a creature, but it just says hit points 19.
Yeah,
just 19 plus mine.
No. You are an ape, so you have 19.
So if I hit 0, I'm dead.
If you hit 0, you revert back to your.
Oh, with my default hit points?
Yes. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still a monkey then.
Okay. First attack hits 10 damage.
Alright.
And then.
There's all your powers. And your AC. Because your AC chain. Everything is that.
Using the ape stats,
mm-hmm.
Roll a con save.
14.
Okay. You're going to take another 8 poison damage.
Okay, I have 1 HP on my ape.
Okay.
Ooh, you're not dead, though. Or knocked out.
Second attack is critical again.
Yeah.
23. 12 damage. And then another con save.
And
20. Your own stats that time.
Okay. So the 1 damage, do I take 11 normal damage?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it carries over.
Okay.
Yeah. You said a 20 or something on the...
Well, I rolled an 18, and then you said my stats,
yeah.
Which is a 20, yeah.
Okay. Third attack is a 24. 12 damage and another con save, please.
That one is an 11.
Okay.
Help!
Okay, Luke is up next.
So you said help, you got smacked. Are you back to normal form?
I'm a normal form. I'm down in this ravine.
You guys hear that?
Did you hear that?
Cool stuff's going on.
How far away were we?
That far.
Did you just fly over there or what?
I'm going to.
They're actually looking down, right?
Yeah, so it's 80 feet down.
So 30 feet, so I'm 80 feet away. Mm-hmm. I look down in the ravine and I see this creature. It looks just like the other one.
It's the same guy.
I just jump.
You jump in?
Yep.
Okay.
So I'm flying down.
Okay.
My bonus action I used. I can't really
use. Are you going to dash in there?
No. I'm just jumping. I'm falling. Free falling.
Okay.
Down into the bottom of the ravine.
And then what do you do?
And then?
Why? You still have an action, right?
I do, but I'm going to stop myself before I hit the ground with my boots. And then what? You're going to let me jump into the ravine, stop myself? I didn't know how much you were going to let me do.
Well, what? You have an action. What's your
action? It's 30 feet.
Yeah.
If I jump down. Huh?
You're dashing.
No, I was going to... If I made it to the bottom, I'm going to attack him. If I'm not, then I'm going to do the dodge action as I'm flying down.
Okay, so dodge action.
Yeah, because okay. I don't have enough to attack. Because I'm probably still flying in the air.
Okay. Eric is next. Unless you have some 18 thing to do.
No.
So how far across is it?
30-ish feet, probably.
Okay.
30 feet up to the ravine.
30 feet up? Mm-hmm. Okay. I, bend my knees a little bit, and then I kick off and run off the ravine and slow fall.
Yeah!
Whoa!
Right next to them.
Nice move.
I'm flying like straight down with my sword like this, just like straight, like my head down, just flying straight down towards it.
Okay. Jordan, you, Yenny is
that. That was just my movement, though.
So they're not actually down here yet.
Well, you're slow falling.
They're like 30 feet above our heads.
It's a reaction.
Down.
Luke is.
Luke's down here.
We're both floating down. It was 30 feet to get up there, so we're like kind of floating down as at the same time. What are you gonna do? He said he still wants to do something.
Oh, you can go.
That was just my reaction.
All right, what are you doing?
Action, bonus action. Am I in range to hit him?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'm a yes to him.
I guess. Sheesh. I would have done four attacks then.
I'm gonna go ahead.
I asked you what you wanted to do.
Oh, why? Well, I was just assuming that I wouldn't be able to do. That's okay.
I'm gonna go ahead and hit him with my spear.
Oh, you're next to him?
Yeah.
I'm going to do...
I want to do that.
I'm going to attack once. 24.
Oh, that hits him.
For 8 piercing damage.
Okay.
And then I am going to... attack him again.
Okay.
Because I am a monk, I get to attack twice now. It's a 12.
Yeah, it misses.
I'm going to use a key point to do Flurry of Blows, and I'm going to take another action to make an arm attack.
Okay.
22, 7 damage, and I'm going to use my second key point, or not my second key point, but my second attack to heal. Yenny.
Oh, nice move.
Was Yenny hurt?
So merciful.
He's hurt, right?
I'm visibly hurt.
what was that? Hand of healing.
How many wild shapes do I get?
That's been a key point to heal.
I don't know how to play a druid.
So many questions.
I don't know how to play a druid. You're the DM.
Martial arts die and your wisdom modifier.
You can use this feature twice.
Okay.
Already used once.
I forgot that my starry form uses wild.
For some reason, I can't remember.
I would not have turned into
my martial arts die. Do you remember what that was again?
No.
Man, they got lots of questions for you.
I can't remember what my martial arts die is.
D6 at level 5.
What about level 6?
Oh, it's D6.
Alright, D6. Plus my wisdom mod. Got it. Roll D6.
It's a friendly punch.
Plus wisdom equals 6. You heal 6.
Thank you. Nice.
That's my turn.
Okay, Jordan. What happens next?
Yeti.
Say, ha, looks like you don't have me on to yourself.
Avengers are assembling.
I point at him and I blast him with Guiding Bolt.
Whoa! That's pretty big.
18's kind of in the way there.
He's fine. It's a hologram.
He's always going to shape around the...
Who says he's not trying to aim for his head?
That's a 25.
Whoa! Alright.
I have a plus 8 on my spell attacks.
Oh, yeah, this is a scythe. Go ahead and roll damage.
That's 4d6, so. That's 17 damage.
Okay. Nice. And the next attack is advantage on him?
Yeah, the next person that attacks him before my next turn is advantage. Okay. He glows with the dim light.
Next attack or next player?
It says.
Next attack.
Yeah. Only one attack. Alright.
The end of your turn. The next attack roll made against this target before the end of my next turn gains advantage thanks to the mystical dim light glittering around the target.
Ooh, glittering. Alright, it is back at the top with the bad guy. He is going to make one attack against 17.
Disadvantage.
Oh, nice. All right, so 19 or 26.
Really?
So 19.
Look at this attack rolls.
Four damage. Roll a con save.
Four normal, just piercing.
Four slashing.
And then a con save?
Con save. 15. AC, or DC.
That is a... 15! Right, with my plus 3.
Let's get it. Another claw attack, a 25 or a 23. Can I see it? There it is. 10 slashing damage that time.
Ooh, that one hurt.
He has an ability called a discombobulate. Actually, I'll roll your con save first.
That is a 21. Okay. So.
Discombobulate. You took enough damage that you're kind of... Oh, they got all four arms just slashing you at once. He is going to move away. You do not get an opportunity attack because you're still reeling. This guy sucks.
Oh, I forgot to hold up the charm. I don't know that it's going to do anything.
He is going to run and do kind of a spider climb movement to get up a little bit. Up the wall.
Oh, he's leaving again?
He's trying to get away.
What a punk.
Gonna happen.
After he starts climbing up,
right. You're gonna let him go.
You see one of those plant drone monsters just kind of tumble off the edge and splat on the floor next to you. After that happens, you hear some shambling nearby. A massive kind of plant mass starts walking in. After that happens, at the very top of the ravine, you see a gangly looking plant thing peering down. He's gonna balance it. And then,
how many and thens are there? This was a trap.
On the other side, another massive plant monster emerges.
Yeah, we gotta go.
It is Luke's turn.
We gotta go.
You will not. Get away from me.
Nice.
Advantage on my first attack.
Why that?
The crystally glimmering glow around me.
Oh, yeah, nice. Glimmering.
Critical! Oh, this is gonna be bad! Alright, that's 4d6. that's going to be reroll this one. Ooh, that is 10, 19, plus 4, so 23 damage.
Okay.
Slashing. And you need to roll con save, please.
What? That's his worst thing.
Good.
10.
Thanks for letting me know.
Take another 7 poison damage.
He's immune to poison.
Is he really?
Wait. No. That's... sorry.
What? What is it?
Damage immunity poison, sorry.
Takes damage, coated weapon. Yep, it's poison damage. Okay, second attack. Just a single attack.
No, okay.
That's only going to be a 12.
No.
All right. My robot mind is so overwhelmed by the fact that I see this monster again from previous times that I'm going to use action surge.
Wow, he's going all out.
Oh, it's going to be bad.
Look, I don't think we're going to kill this guy. I don't think we're going to be alive. He's just going to be the bad guy.
This is only a session and a half.
That is a 24 to
it's,
hit.
Wow, you pulled it out.
Let me roll this. That is 15 more slashing damage.
15?
Nope.
You attack me in, right?
Yes. Oops, not increase.
Technology.
I might do that later. Of course it's a 12. I will use my bonus action to have 18 attack as well.
Would you say that I can maintain concentration and climb?
Yeah.
24 again. For 10 more slashing damage.
Oh, good. He is going to make a con save.
Screen.
DC 12. If he fails, he falls. 19.
Oh, so he like kind of falls apart and then he comes back or what?
No, to knock him. He's holding onto the wall right now.
Oh, to knock him down.
Yeah.
All right. So I did a bonus action. I did 2 of my normal actions, which was 4 attacks, and I don't get an extra bonus action. So I think I'm.
As you do, right?
Huh? Do you get another bonus action, though, with it?
He says you use an additional one if you can.
Okay, Echo is going to go again. I'm going all out on this creature.
Okay.
18.
Revenge!
18 is not...
Oh, no! All right, I'll watch you. You're good. All right, that was you. Another plant falls down the ravine. Gooflin's up. Pull out your daily.
It's getting messy down here.
That was 3.
Can I reach him?
Out of 6 attacks.
Reach him?
Yeah.
He's about 20 feet up.
Oh, so I'm just gonna have to keep jumping to hit him?
I guess so.
Okay. I will jump up and try to hit him.
Okay.
A 9. My second attack. A 13.
Misses.
I will use a key point to do flurry of blows.
I hope this druid has some like really cool spells to take care of these guys.
18.
Hits.
7 bludgeoning.
Nice.
14.
You said it's an 80 foot wall.
14 misses. Something like that, yeah.
What's the climb speed of a normal person?
Half your speed.
15? We're in trouble.
Anything else, Eric?
No, I just tried to hit him 4 times.
I know, I tried him 6 times.
Two more of these plant monsters splat down onto the ravine floor.
Are they dead, or they're just falling?
They're falling from the edge.
Just
the
think World War Z.
Yeah.
Where they just kind of fall
just think
off.
The
yeah.
Yeah.
The swarm. Another gangly looking plant monster.
Get out of here.
Appears at the top of the cliff edge. And then it is Yanni's turn.
Alright, first things first.
Plants.
First things first, I hold up the charm and see if that does anything.
Go ahead and roll an arcana check.
That counts, right?
That counts, right?
What is it?
It's an 18.
Look at him. He knows
plus
what's a
4. That's a 22.
The question that comes if it counts, if it was a 1, would you have accepted it?
If that happens again, I will.
No. I asked, if it was a 1, would you have accepted it? Or would you have rerolled?
If it didn't land flush, I wouldn't have accepted it, but it landed flat in there.
I want you to pick one plant monster you can see, which is all of them, that you're going to try to use this charm against in some way.
We'll try the... Does range matter?
Not right now, no.
Okay, I'll try the little gangly dude that's right at the top of the...
Ooh, okay. All right, you see, very similar to the Necrotic Blast...
Yeah.
Almost like a Elder's Blast shoots up and blasts this guy. He's gone.
I look at X, was it X-17?
I'm not paying attention.
X-17. I look at him like.
I'm gonna call that your action.
That was my action?
You still
okay.
Have a bonus action if you want.
I'll.
Earthquake. Work balancing.
I'm gonna climb 15 feet up, like try to start leaving.
Okay. You climb up like this direction?
Yeah, like where?
This wall?
Yeah, the way I came in. So okay. I think would be this wall where everybody's trying to leave to.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, you climb up 15 feet. It is the assassin's turn. He is going to disengage.
The assassin. Is that the plant guy?
Yeah. It's gonna keep on going. Assassin. It's a homebrew.
Sentry mode, ineffective. Upgrading. Sentinel mode, achieved. My attack.
Oh, he's doing it!
That's a 17.
17 hits him.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Sentinel mode!
That's your number.
Ooh, 11 plus 4, that's 15 more damage.
Luke really wants to kill this guy.
Oh, I'll
the moment.
He's dead.
Look at his hit points.
Huh?
So this is the moment in time where...
Oh, that was it? Before he took it?
Did you kill
yes!
him?
Yes!
You slash at him, taking advantage of his movement, and you see him stiffen up and harden like dead wood. He falls down, clatters against the ravine floor, and actually splinters apart.
Stanby will be protected.
Luke's like, it's just your king! Screams at all the other plants.
I look down over the ravine where my friends...
Oh, no.
Where my friends are.
It didn't stop them.
That plant monster will climb to its feet and go over to Gooflin and make two attacks.
Oh, Gooflin.
16. And a 9.
I'm level 6. I don't even need to dodge bullets anymore.
six damage, unless you have something to
what, you said he rolled a 9.
The second attack was a 9. First was like a 16.
Oh. Alright, how much damage?
6 slashing damage.
Oh.
this guy is going to close in. He has... Oh, this is the cool guy. 30 feet of movement.
But oh my goodness.
He's squeezing in there. Trying to get to you, Eric.
What? Why?
Hey, I appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for coming.
Should have took the dodge, guys.
It has these massive claws it's going to start attacking you with.
Mm-hmm.
Twice. First attack is a 17.
Not bad.
It deals 7 damage, slashing damage. It attacks again with its other claw. A 10.
You're too nimble with that big old blade mask.
7 damage.
Luke, you see this gangly looking plant at the top of the cliff on the opposite side. It rears its gangly body back and lurches forwards and launches out a long vine, rope-like vine with a barb on the end.
I've seen this before.
Tries to get you.
It's like a plant grappling hook.
A 26.
What?
He went in and gave all of his NPCs like a plus 8 attack modifier.
Yeah, plus 15.
Super low damage though. 5 damage.
Okay. Yeah, that's super low, dude. I could take that all day.
On a hit, the creature is poisoned. Are you immune to poison condition? Any damage? What?
Let me make sure. You have advantage on save and throw from being poisoned. Nope. I thought I was... What? Have resistance to the damage. No, I'm immune to disease.
Okay.
So, no. I can be poisoned.
Okay. You are poisoned and the barbed tip latches onto you. while under this condition, you cannot move any distance further away from him. So he's 80 feet up.
Okay.
You can't go down.
It's okay. Just the tip. You're fine.
But no poison damage. And no saving.
No poison damage, just piercing damage.
Hey guys, I'm sorry about this. Oh, I won't follow. I knew it was a trap.
You can use an action to try to get out of it.
Yep.
Also, to gamify this a little bit, he works on kind of like focus or concentration. If you attack him enough, he's going to let the liquid leave.
Yep.
Okay, that's him.
I feel like you could also just sever the vine, no?
It's stuck into my metal.
Yeah, you can do that too.
Just cut it.
Oh man, Monk, they do not like you at all. Must be that mask you have on.
They can sense that you're two little creatures. They know that they can take
This other massive plant creature approaches you, Eric, and tries to swipe at you with a tentacle. A 14?
That misses.
A second tentacle? 23.
It's got tentacles?
Yep.
It's a plant.
Long.
I use my reaction and catch it.
It's not a projectile. it deals 5 bludgeoning damage. And you are now grappled by this creature.
Ooh, that's not good.
Guys.
As its third attack, it uses its tentacle slam. Go ahead and make a strength saving throw, Eric.
16.
Okay. It's trying to thrash you around, but you are too strong. All right, Luke, you're up.
I'm up.
Poisoned.
Poisoned. Attached. So I got this thing stuck to me.
It's like the smoker from Left 4 Dead.
Yep. So it's attacked me. Would it be my action to try to grab a hold of it and yank him down towards me and like just like kind of cut off his head as he's fallen? Because he's on the top, right?
That's gonna be a lot.
No, I meant like if I fail though at the pull, am I done? Is the action my pull?
So here's how I'll rule that. You can do a strength check to get out of it.
Okay.
But if you want to do all that, like pull it down on everything, it's probably be a higher DC.
I'm going to stand. Since he's not hurting me anymore, he's just kind of holding me there.
He's poisoning you. So you have disadvantage on attacks. He's annoying you.
Well, that frustrates me. And he's at the top.
Very top, yep.
All right. 18's going to fly over to him. Okay. And then attack.
Okay.
And try to get him off of me. So that's at least 30 feet up, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh!
That's a 19 to hit.
19 hits.
For 14 damage.
14, so he needs a con save 10.
Right? No, it'd be... It's 10 or...
Or half.
Or half. Oh, yeah.
Trevor's higher.
Yeah.
So, con save.
Come on!
Critical.
Okay, we'll go again.
He's still attached and poisoned, but he's hurt.
But he's hurt. Did it look like 18 really messed him up, or just kind of...
He hit it, got him pretty good.
That's going to be another 18 to hit.
Hits him?
That's a 13 more damage.
13 damage. All right, he's still alive, but he's going to roll a con save. 13 makes it.
He's still alive?
These guys are my favorite.
Well, what I want to do is I want to get down there to all those stupid prone guys and just start beating them senseless. But I'm stuck up here. Target the fallen ones first.
You still have your action.
That was my double attack action.
Okay.
So all I have is a bonus action, which I'm gonna try to analyze them, see if they're also immune to poison.
Everything?
Yeah. Just kind of looking at the plant creatures.
Yeah, generally, yeah.
Okay. Yep, that stinks. I'm done then.
Okay. Eric, another plant drone is gonna come up and start swinging at you. Two attacks, a 23. First one, a 23 again. So that's gonna be 15 damage total, slashing.
Another one gets stands up?
Yeah, another one stands up and goes to attack.
Okay.
Eric, it's your turn. How are you doing HP wise?
Oh, not too well. I tell everybody, we gotta get out of here.
Dude, I'm not getting out of here. I can climb at 15 speed.
And you're
just
both...
Just wild shape again.
Yeah.
I got two.
Just me and you are
attached. I can't wild shape again until we rest.
I just have a big thing stuck in my chest.
I have a big thing stuck in my chest, but you don't.
You got a tentacle, yeah.
You don't have a thing. Like, he's got tentacles around you. It's a different creature.
Yeah, you're grappled.
Oh, I'm grappled.
You're grappled.
Yeah, this big, big guy has tentacles he's grabbing you with.
Yeah. He's scared of that.
Okay.
Okay.
I look to Yenny and I say, are you ready?
Yep.
And then I bamf and disappear.
Ooh.
And reappear next to Yenny.
Okay. What?
Yenny's only 15 feet up the wall, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're clinging to the wall next to Yenny?
Yep.
Okay.
And then I use a key point to... Because you're next to somebody?
I'm on the wall. I, like, started climbing up.
You're not next to anybody?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll grab you, and I'll move us out of the ravine outward.
So we're all the way out?
No. Yenny's only 15 feet up. It's like an 80-foot sheer...
You got like 50 more feet
up. Oh, there's
up.
Nothing over here? I thought there was stuff.
Goes up, and then, like, this is where this ground is.
Yeah. And then this is another?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So 50 feet up. How far can you jump? It's like half your...
You're not jumping up.
Oh, man. Well, at least I got out of that. I'll use a key point to do Step of the Wind, and I will use Dash as a bonus action, and my jump distance is doubled.
What was your teleport?
Misty Step.
That's a bonus action.
Yeah.
Misty Step is a bonus action?
Yeah, Misty Step.
So you still have your move.
So I still have just a move action where I can just run or try to jump.
I guess you don't need to use a key point. Then.
So if you dash with your...
I just dashed 100 feet. Yeah.
Then you'd have 50
But if you're
feet,
carrying me, it's
well,
not 100
I
feet,
I can't
right?
dash because that's two actions.
What's your first action?
Oh, yeah.
Banff is a bonus.
Banff is a bonus. Yeah, I run up the thing 100 feet.
Okay.
So 50 feet.
So I'm 15 feet up the wall still. Or are you grabbing me?
I can grab you and try to help you up if I can go.
Was it half his speed if he dashes? So it's still 50.
It'll be half and half.
25 feet.
Yeah, you both go up 25 feet then.
So that puts us 40 feet, so we're halfway up the wall. You might just want to get out.
Yeah, I'm just going to get out. All right, that's a key point again.
I'll say you're at the top, very tippy top.
I watch you run by me and flee.
Protect is not in his vocabulary. All right, Eric, if you're done, those plant guys have no one to attack now because Yenny's out of the way. It is Yenny's turn. Mr. Druid. Miss Druid.
Yeah. So if you can't climb, climbing's half your speed anyways.
Mm-hmm. Same as swimming.
Okay. Well, so even if I wild shape and turn into the ape and climb, I still can't get all the way out of here in one turn. Well, I could dash, and then I'm out.
Bonus right? action to change.
That's only 60.
No, it's hit for him, the wild shape is an action.
Oh.
Your starry form is a bonus action. I don't know if that helps you.
Oh, well, then you couldn't even a deform, then. It's your action to do that.
No, it's an action to just go into it. Okay. Go on selection to get out of it.
Okay.
No, I mean, I could starry form as a bonus action and like super heal us, but I'm down here by myself, so it's not gonna help me get out. Because my starry forms are only archer, chalice, and dragon. And dragon kind of sucks. Well.
Said he splintered into a bunch of pieces, though.
Yeah.
So it didn't look like there was any. He didn't have anything. Now I'm frustrated.
It wasn't even really.
I just killed him, and that there's no closure.
It wasn't even really him as a body. It's just the plans come together and look like him.
You don't know. Let me have my vengeance.
How does it enhance ability not make you climb farther? I guess.
See that bag of tricks you got.
I don't have one for climbing an 80-foot wall.
Turn into an eagle.
I can't fly!
You can turn into a spider and get spider climb. Start climbing up.
I want a spider climb.
Just let you climb.
Well, okay. I'm just worried I'm going to get halfway up this wall and then just get speared again. I'm dead.
You might.
I will use my other wild shape to turn into an ape and climb 30 feet up the wall.
Okay. So you're 45 feet up?
Yep.
Okay.
Please be a spider.
He is dead. Same I can't thing. Do anything.
Then why would I want to be a spider?
For me to help you? Too late.
Okay. The spider made me tiny reach. Or something?
You wouldn't be a giant gorilla.
A gorilla? An ape's a medium-sized creature. I think spiders still considered a giant spider and they're medium-sized or large.
Where did you see medium then?
I just know because I have it in here.
It's my turn?
No. The harpoon that's in you, that plant monster is going to use its real ability.
It's a real ability? What is it using as a real ability?
Any creature who's cabled, you get pulled 15 feet straight towards it.
So I'm going up?
At diagonally.
It starts to pull me forward.
But it's pulling you in that direction as well.
Am I right after this?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can turn into a spider, which is a tiny creature. But the typical thing you turn into is a giant spider, which is a large creature.
It's alright.
So it's pulling you.
It's pulling me forward. Do I get a save or anything or no?
No. It's because
I feel the jerk as I'm being pulled forward. And I look down, and I see all these plant monsters, like, starting to stand up, and I see Yenny down below, and I feel that I'm going to just let my body go and push towards this monster as hard as I can to use the momentum of him pulling me to push me even faster.
Okay. The initial jolt does deal 6 bludgeoning damage to you. How high up are you? You're like 25 feet up?
Wherever the monster got up to.
Now you're even more.
Yeah, now I'm up even further.
Okay.
As I'm being pulled forward, I turn on my boots to blast straight up towards him. Nice. But as I do, I reach into my backpack and I throw down a grappling hook towards Yenny.
Okay.
To use the momentum of everything to grab it.
But it's not
what do I need?
But it's not the grappling hook, it's the...
No, it's not. It's not my mind, no.
It's the flame
grappling.
You're trying to...
I'm trying to throw the rope down to her so she grabs...
the ape.
Yeah, to catch the ape, and then as it's pulling me, and I'm flying as fast as I can up to try to pull him up with me.
I'll make it a DC 12. Use strength.
Okay.
Why not?
Oh, critical! All
right. You pull up the ape as far as you're going.
Hey!
I'm flying all the way up right... Oh! Can't.
Why?
Because that stupid grappling hook stops me from moving. Oh, no, I can move towards him.
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You're not grappling. All
right. I'm flying straight towards him, and as I'm going towards him, I'm carrying the ape with me. And
do you have an ape
that would be
there?
That would be my action. Oh. Yeah. That would be my action, and I will use my bonus action as right as I get at the top I'm going to have 18 use my last echo attack to slash it in half. Come on, 18. Don't fail me here. Don't fail me, 18. Oh, it failed me. That's a 16 to hit. It
hits.
Yes! Reroll a 2. That is 16 damage. Right. He was almost dead.
18 obliterates this gangly little plant.
Right as he gets hit, I do like a barrel roll backwards, and I fly straight back towards where he is and try to yank this monkey with me.
Okay.
Hey, what'd you call me?
I you know what I called
okay.
you.
Eric, you're going to be next.
Little baboon.
Yeah. Does he make it to me, next to me?
Yep, you guys are all three together now.
This is the closest I got to an 8.
Oh, that fits still.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's better than this little guy. This little ghoul, look at that.
Oh, what a sweet move. Oh, vengeance. And I do a backflip out of there using his own momentum against him.
Can I still cast spells as an ape or no?
No.
Okay.
You are the ape.
As both of them fly and land right next to me, I reach out a hand to 17, and I heal him 5. And you suddenly feel better as I heal your poison.
Oh, after you kill the guy, poison goes away. It's only while it's attached to you.
Eric, you didn't do the cool thing you thought you did.
He still healed me in my heart.
Yeah. Anything else, Eric?
Then I'm just gonna like
never kinda again.
Walk quickly away from everything down there.
You turn away from the ravine, and as you do, you see a nearby tree kind of morph and spin around. A massive golem-looking thing with tree trunk arms and legs emerges. And two other plant monsters.
What have you done?
All right.
Make sure to join us again to find out what happens on the next episode of the Scandalous 6 D&D podcast.
Oh, hey. Not ready for the adventure to end? Keep up with us between episodes by subscribing to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/scandalous6. You can also follow us on Instagram at scandalous6. And while you're at it, give us a like on Facebook at facebook.com/scandalous6productions. Links to all these pages can be found in the notes of this episode. Okay, thanks. Bye!